happen one day that has to be she'll ask me for to be
one day
born out of virgin
one day.
Welcome to the Leonard LoPate Show on Good Friday. For many years now, I've devoted a portion of our Good Friday show to a presentation of Easter recordings in the classic gospel tradition. And although this music was aimed at a religious audience, my hope is that you can also appreciate it as a celebration of American song and also hear the impact this has had on so much of the music that followed. The gospel tradition has played a significant role in shaping much of our post-war popular music, the roots for much of R&B, soul, and rock that followed, also a fair amount of jazz, and even some modern classical music. And you may be familiar with some of the performers' names, like Mahalia Jackson, Clara Ward, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Sam Cooke, but it's likely you've never heard many of these other great singers, despite the fact that they've probably influenced a fair number of the people you are familiar with. We opened with One Day. The Dixie Hummingbirds are well known, partly because they backed Paul Simon on She Loves Me Like a Rock, and then that brought them into a more public awareness. They were joined by a female group known as the Angelic Gospel Singers, and what they had in common is that they were both from Philadelphia. They wound up touring together and, in this case, performing together an odd mix of a gospel group and a gospel quartet with the wonderful Ira Tucker in the lead for the Dixie Hummingbirds. Next up, a masterpiece, at least as far as I'm concerned, by Madame Edna Gallman Cook, who was famous in her day for her subtle note-bending style. Nowadays, of course, note-bending melisma has become such a commonplace. It's used so much that sometimes you can't tell whether the contestants on American Idol are singing or gargling. She will be followed by the magnificent Mahalia Jackson.
They took my blessed Lord. They tell me they led him away. They fed him all vinegar and gall, but he drank it from the brim on down to the dregs, and he never said a mumbling word, not a word. They took my blessed Lord, just look at them. They nailed him to the cross. Just look at that innocent man die for you and me. They put nails in his hand and they nailed his feet, and the hammer was heard in Jerusalem street, and seem like I can still hear the hammer. Can't you hear the hammer?
Jackson and Salvation is Free. Before that, Madam Edna Gallman Cook and the Hammer Rings on this Good Friday celebration of gospel song. We will be taking a little break now, and then we'll come back with some more. In fact, we'll be coming back with one of the most popular groups to ever have performed in gospel music, and it's produced a number of its most glittering stars.
One day when I was lost in gloom,
one day
my sinful life was doomed.
Oh, one day
there were no hope from heaven.
Oh, one day
my sin was not forgiven.
Hallelujah. One day
the love of Christ I found.
Oh, one day
the love from heaven came down.
Oh, one day
he placed his arms around me and saved
my soul.
One day, Lord, I know one day.
One day, one
glorious
hour.
One day,
one day I felt his power.
I know he took my
feet out of the mud and clean.
That was R.H. Harris with One Day, the same song that we heard at the beginning of this show, but in a very different kind of version. His ringing tenor lead of the Soul Stirrers probably influenced more quartet leads and R&B singers than anyone else in history. You can hear him in most of the quartet leads of his time and also doo-wop group leads, and perhaps most important in the style of the man who replaced him as the lead singer with the Soul Stirrers, Sam Cooke. And then the man who replaced Sam Cooke with the Soul Stirrers, Johnny Taylor. They both went on to great fame in the pop world. Sam Cooke with so many hits, and Johnny Taylor with It's Cheaper to Keep Her and other songs in the R&B vein. But we'll hear them in recordings that they made when they were leading the Soul Stirrers. And in both cases, they share the lead with another wonderful singer, unfortunately not well known enough, Paul Foster. You'll be able to hear the difference because Sam and Johnny Taylor are very much out of R.H. Harris, and Paul Foster is that hard-driving other singer.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone? All this world go free, Lord, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. It all sound, I know it's safe.
rich like me. Was lost, but now I know that I'm found. I was blind, oh, but now I know that I can see. Oh, oh.
Not alone, not alone, no, not alone. No, Jesus cannot bear this cross. Cross for everyone in that cross for me.
Oh, I came to my Jesus just as I was. I was weary, I was worn and sad.
Two versions of the Soul Stirrers, Sam Cooke and Paul Foster singing Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone, and then Johnny Taylor, who followed Sam Cooke as the lead, with Paul Foster singing Out on a Hill, and that is quite a distance from some of the songs that Johnny Taylor made famous later, like Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady. But he was a wonderful singer in gospel. In fact, so many of the top pop singers came out of gospel music at one point or another. Their influence extends in all sorts of different directions, which is the point that we are making right now on this special Easter gospel program on the Leonard Lopate Show, a tradition here on Good Fridays. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I am Leonard Lopate, and we are going to go back to Philadelphia. Actually, it turns out that Chicago and Philadelphia were two of the major gospel centers, New York and Los Angeles to some degree as well. But the Soul Stirrers were centered in Chicago, as was Mahalia Jackson and quite a few others. And Philadelphia, well, the Dixie Hummingbirds, we heard them earlier. Clara Ward, the Davis Sisters, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and we're going to hear Clara Ward, Marion Williams, who sang with the Ward Singers and then became a great singer in her own right, great soloist, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and Jackie Verdell, one of the most important influences on Aretha Franklin, along with Clara Ward and Marion Williams. Listen for Aretha in What Manner of Man Is This, which will be the last of these four tracks that we will be playing now.
It was Down. I feel within myself that can't no grave hold my body down. I wanna rise one morning, can't no grave hold my body down. Whoa. But when the first trumpet sound, Lord, help me to get up out of that ground, because I know can no grave hold my body down. I want to answer on the first trumpet, go yonder, Gabriel. Stand on the land and the sea. I don't want you to blow the trumpet, Gabriel, until you get an answer from me. And when you get an answer from me, Gabriel, I want you to blow loud, Gabriel. Because can't no grave hold my body down.
Jackie Verdell and the Davis Sisters, What Manner of Man Is This?, preceded by two versions of Can't No Grave Hold My Body Down. It's always interesting to hear when great artists tackle a song and come up with such different solutions. First one was Marion Williams, and the second was Sister Rosetta Tharpe, live in 1960, fairly late in her career, but quite wonderful, accompanied by her own guitar. And we open that with the wonderful Clara Ward singing At the Cross. I hope you've enjoyed this special presentation of gospel music for the Easter holiday. And if you'd like to hear more, we'll be doing it again next year.